What scene did you like most in shooting?
That is very hard because I liked a lot of the scenes. It was very interesting shoot because there was no real script. I mean, sometimes Clay would write on the day of, but we did a lot of fun things that I never have done before. I experienced a lot that I never had experienced before. So it was interesting. Okay, well, here, I'll pick one for you. The gun scene, the BB gun scene. It was fun nailing Moss to the ground and trying to get him to lick my elbow. And we had to run around the house a few times. And then as soon as they were ready, they'd be like, all right, come on in, after we were, like, running in. So we'd, like, run in real quick, get in our positions. Like, we were, like, kind of out of breath and been fighting for a long time. And it's probably only the one time that I'd ever actually, in real life, would ever win at a fight. So it was fun.
Were there a lot of scenes you needed to shoot twice?
Actually, no. We didn't really shoot anything multiple times. Well, the way that it worked was, we had very limited amount of film. And, since we originally were going to shoot a short, we had a very small amount. And right before we got ready to go, we got a bunch more. And we only stayed for 7 days the first time around. So when we would shoot, we would we would improv scenes and shoot them in a single wide. So we did this because we knew we didn't have enough film to shoot multiple coverage and multiple takes. We were shooting a very low shooting ratio. So we would rehearse a couple of times, or we would do some improv stuff and we'd shoot it once. For scenes that were more dialogue driven, we would practice it, we'd feel it out, and we'd find the dialogue. And oftentimes I'd write the dialogue the day of, right before we would shoot the scene, and we'd rehearse it. That way we could be very efficient with our coverage. Now you would think that because we were shooting on maybe 30 different film stocks, some of them as much as 30 years old and expired for 28 years, that we'd go to the lab, we'd get our film back, and there would be no image, and we'd have to go back and shoot something. But we were actually very fortunate, even though we shot on many of these old film stocks, to get some really cool effects and not to lose any scenes. We did go back, obviously. We shot for 7 days. We put together a cut that was about 45 minutes long at the end of the year, at the end of 2009. And that was, at that point, we had to decide, like, should we cut this down into a reasonable short film, or should we go back and shoot more stuff to make it a feature? Because if we wanted to make it a feature, there were some serious beats in the story that were missing, and a lot of the darker stuff, like you had mentioned, like when they're in the barn or when they're at home with their families, a lot of the dark things for the characters we had not shot the first time around. So we knew that to make it a feature, we would need these more serious beats for both of the characters. So we kind of made the decision to go back and to shoot more, but we shot all new stuff, all new additional scenes. And likewise, in the very last shoot where we went back for 3 days, it was still just new stuff that we weren't able to get the first time around that we really wanted. So, to answer your question, we never went back and reshot a scene. And even when we were shooting within scenes, we would only do a couple of takes, or we would only pick the scene up from the very end because we were having to save film and save money. We had a very tight budget, you know. It's not like when you shoot digital, you have the luxury to roll many different takes, which is very good at sometimes, but also it was very nice to have the efficiency that the film demanded. It demanded all of us to be on our game, to be on point, to take every take seriously. And I think it helped us to actually move very quickly because we were shooting film and we knew we only had one or two takes and we had to nail it and move on. We didn't have that luxury to just go for it, and if we mess up, we'll do it again and again and again. That's not the way that we made the movie. We couldn't afford to.
This was one of the questions I asked myself during the seeing the movie. It's different stock of film, and you didn't know what's coming out of the developing process. What do we get back? But
yeah, well, as I had said, from the very beginning, we knew we wanted to shoot at the old house. We knew we wanted to shoot something with Sarah, and we knew we wanted to shoot something on film. And specifically, we wanted to shoot something. We had been collecting all of these different very old film stocks, things that are very unreliable, and you don't really know what's going to happen, things that have been stored in conditions that we could never have tracked. things that we bought from people out of their freezers for one penny a foot, you know, off of Craigslist. I'm not sure if you have Craigslist in Berlin, but, you know, it's like a internet site where you can just go on and search for things, you know, to buy from, you know, just random people have that they put postings up. So we would go and we would dig through people's freezers and find all this old film and buy it for very cheap. So we knew that when we went out, you never get the option to shoot on these film stocks. As cinematographers, we love them. We love to see what will happen with all of the, or what organically will happen. But whenever you're shooting a project that has money, no one's prepared to take that risk, because what happens if you shoot a scene that you really need and it comes back completely blank? You find yourself in a predicament. Well, we designed a movie where if there was a scene that came back without anything on it, we would be okay. We would figure the story out without that scene, you know. There were some scenes that were extremely important, and we really needed to make sure we had those. So for those, we would shoot on the more reliable stocks. But, you know, the reason we decided to make a movie, we made a movie about memory, because we had all these different film stocks, and we thought, look, it's really cool. Film has attributes that allows it to react in this and to respond in ways that are similar to memory. Some memories are very crisp and clear, and you can hear every single word and you can see every detail, you know, just like they happened yesterday. Other memories, maybe, that you've revisited in your mind over and over and over again, become these washed out, faded ghosts of whatever the original event actually was. And we knew that the film would be able to recreate that sensation. So, you know, for some of these more surreal moments, more dreamlike sequences, or more like old, repeated, faded, washed out memories, we would go to these old film stocks, these 30-year-old film stocks, these high-speed films that we knew would be degrading much faster than the slower-speed films, and we would shoot on those and hope that we would get something very interesting, something very organic and textured. And for the scenes that needed to be more crisp, we would shoot on the slower film stocks, the film stocks that were newer and more reliable. So, you know, luckily I come from a cinematography background, and my cinematographer also very much loves film, loves celluloid. So we've done a lot of experimentation while at film school and over the years with film stock. So we kind of knew maybe a bit more what we were going to expect than maybe a lot of people would. But still, there's that excitement in not knowing. It's like when you take a roll of pictures. You take pictures on digital, you see them immediately. You know, you take pictures on a roll of film, even a disposable camera, there's this level of excitement where you don't know what you get. You have to send it off to the lab. You have to wait to get the pictures back. And it's very very exciting. So for us, we embrace that feeling of excitement and put our faith in celluloid, put our faith in the medium, you know, and we were very happy with how it turned out.
And you liked it as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. I like the look of film, most definitely. It's very grainy and it gets a lot of character in itself, honestly. So, yeah, I like film a lot.